Next up, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of The Press.
The followers of the Shakers community apparently did not practice one of the main tenets of the Bible, that of, quote, to be fruitful and multiply, unquote. According to the Bible, the command was spoken by God to Adam and Eve as recounted in Genesis 1:28, and spoken by God to Noah after the flood as stated in Genesis 9:1. Apparently, the Shakers missed that chapter and verse. As stated in the end credits of The Testament of Ann Lee, a movie about the founder of the Shakers, there were 6,000 Shakers in the 1840s in the world. In July 2025, there were two, maybe three, Shakers. Ann Lee, born in 1736 and died in 1784 at age 48, and a few of her followers emigrated from England to the United States. They settled in Niskayuna, near Albany, New York. A Shaker community developed there. Some 20 more settlements were in New York and New England. Ann Lee believed herself to be the second coming of Jesus Christ. She and others referred to herself as, quote, Mother Ann, unquote. The Shakers were and are regarded as a sect. One of the main tenets of Ann Lee to her Shaker followers was that of celibacy. It's shown in the movie that Ann Lee even tells married couples to not have children. The title role of Ann Lee is portrayed with fierce determination and quiet dignity by Amanda Seyfried in a searing performance that stays with one long after departing the movie theater. Seyfried sings several Shaker hymns. Her voice is evocative and beautiful. Mona Fastfold, an Oscar nominee screenplay for The Brutalist, released in 2024, who also directed the movies The World to Come and The Sleepwalker, co-wrote the movie screenplay with Brady Corbett. He's a three-time Oscar nominee, picture, director, and screenplay for The Brutalist, and he also directed Vox Lux and The Childhood of a Leader. The director and screenwriter, Mona Fastfold, calls The Testament of Ann Lee, quote, speculative fiction, unquote. Amanda Seyfried, an Allentown native, William Allen High School graduate, class of 2003, and who was in Civic Theater of Allentown shows, received a 2026 Golden Globe nomination and a 2026 Critics' Choice Award for Best Actress for The Testament of Ann Lee. The Shakers may not have made children, but they made wonderful music. Oddly, their most famous hymn, Simple Gifts, is not included on the soundtrack of The Testament of Ann Lee. The Shakers also made wonderful furniture. Shaker furniture was developed by the United Society of Believers in Christ's Second Appearing, known as the Shakers. The furniture is typified by minimalist design. Apparently, the Shakers are part of God's divine providence. Be that as it may or may not, you might say that among movers and shakers, the Shakers are all over. The Testament of Ann Lee is MPA rated R for sexual content, graphic nudity, violence, and bloody images. Opening February 6, Dracula, no MPA rating. Luc Besson directs Caleb Landry-Jones, Christopher Waltz, Zoe Blue, and Matilda De Angelis in the vampire horror film. The 1897 novel by Irish author Bram Stoker gets yet another new twist. Solo Mio, MPA rated PG. Charles Kinane and Daniel Kinane direct Kevin James, Jonathan Rumi, Allison Hannigan, and Kim Coates in the romantic comedy. A man is left at the altar and goes on his honeymoon alone. The Strangers, Chapter 3, MPA rated R. Rennie Harlan directs Madeline Petch, Richard Brake, and Janice Ahern in the horror film. The Masked Killers are back, and so is Maya. I'm Paul Willistein of the Lehigh Valley Press at the movies for WDIY.